Okay, so the Torah tells us here in Parsha Shoftim, the Pasuk is Perek Yitzayin, Pasuk Yit Aleph, which is the main Pasuk in many ways for rabbinic authority. The Torah tells us, Apia Torah, Sheyarucha, V'amishpat Asher Yomru L'cha, that the Pesach established by the Sanhedrin, L'cha Ta'aseh, Asher Yomru L'cha Ta'aseh, you should follow what they say, Lo Sasim and Hadavar, Asher Gir L'cha, Yaminu Smol, that a person should not do differently than what they are told by the Sanhedrin, whatever the Pesachim tell, that is exactly what we should follow. Rashi very famously quotes a comment of the Sifri, Afilu Omer Lecha Yamin Chu Smol Va Smol Shu Yamin, Choshkein Shu Omer Lecha Yamin Yamin Va Smol Smol. Rashi goes in the Sifri, that even if I think that they're totally wrong, even if I think that they're really mistaken, even if I think that what they're calling right is actually left, I should still listen to whatever they say. Okay. There are a bunch of questions here that are important. One question which we're not really going to speak about is a question noted by a variety of Achronim, implicit in a lot of Rishonim, which is that even though the Sifri, quoted by Rashi, sounds like you should listen to them no matter what, even if you believe that they're mistaken, the Gemara in Horios and Daf Beis, as well as the Talmud Yerushalmi, seem to imply that if you know they're mistaken, you dafka shouldn't listen to them. If you know they're mistaken, you should do your own thing. The Ramban and Sefer Mitzvah tries to relate to that. The Vachanan, the Orachayim, there's a lot of discussions about how exactly you relate to that. What we want to focus on is the following question. There's a group of Rishonim that maintain that even if you know that they are mistaken, it is important to follow what they say. That if Rabbanan tell you something, even if you know, again in certain cases, that what they're saying is incorrect, it is nevertheless important to follow what they say. Why would that be? So here we're not talking about because maybe I'm wrong and maybe they're right. Here we're talking about what if objectively they are incorrect. So then, there may still be value to following what the Rabbanan say, and it may still be beseder to follow what the Rabbanan say. Why would that be? Hare, they're wrong. Torah is MS, and what they said is a taos. So why would the system be set up? So this is what we follow. So the first mahalach is mahalach of Sefer Achinuch. Sefer Achinuch says, well, we have this very, very intense concern of what we don't want to have happen is a reality where every person interprets Pesukim entirely on their own. We don't want a person where everybody can sort of do their own thing. We'd rather have a mistake. We'd rather have a mess up, and as a whole, have society be able to function well. And we don't want every person doing their own thing. That would destroy everything. Everyone on their own was just interpreting Pesukim. So rather, says Sefer Achinuch, even though there may be a mistake, we'd rather there be a mistake, and we have a functional society with a certain people deciding everything rather than anything else. Because Sefer Achinuch, we don't think there'll be mistakes, you know, that frequently, but there could be a mistake. And even if there would be a mistake in this system, we'd still rather have it. Sefer Achinuch happens to be unique in that he thinks that this mitzvah, this idea of Lo Sasser, applies not only to the Chachamim in the Sanhedrin, but applies to all of Chachmei Yisrael in different generations also. So maintained Sefer Achinuch. There's a very famous comment of the Drash Aran. The Drash Aran also claims that it's possible that a mistake could be made, and nevertheless, we should still be following the mistake. His first mahalach is Mon Sefer Achinuch, but the second mahalach is a fascinating one. Says the Drash Aran the following. He says, you know, Torah is real, and mitzvot are real. And if we do mitzvot, good things happen. And if we violate averas, those averas create real mitzias of Ra in this world. This is a mahalach that he has. The Ramban seems to agree with it in many ways, the Maharal as well. That the mitzvot, there's something inherent about mitzvot and something inherent about averas. So says the Ran, I understand the idea that maybe it's good sometimes to swallow a mistake because in the end of the day, it's better if we have a certain uniformity that's set up. But says the Ran, but there's going to be like a timtum which is caused. There's going to be a negativity. There's going to be some kochos hara. There's going to be things that are created in this world that come through an avera. And those things that are created through an avera, those are real. So how can the Torah tell us to do a mitzvah which potentially has the potential to cause us to lose out as a result? Torah Hashem brings good to this world. So we're how can the Torah tell us follow Rabbanan, even though we may violate an avera, and even though that avera may end up causing a degree of negativity? So says Drash Aran the following chiddush. He says, you're right. Doing an avera could cause something negative. However, the chus of following the Rabbanan, although Sasman Davar Shir Gidul Chayaminu Small, that chus is so strong that it will alter what should have been negativity created through an avera, and it'll bring a degree of positivity, the chus of having kept, the chus of having observed Torah Hashem. Says the Ran, that's the way that it's going to work. The same way it's like a doctor, he says initially, like a doctor tries his best, and we follow doctors anyway. But maybe they make a mistake and it's bad for us. That's possible. But says Iran, when it comes to Chachamim, even if they would make a mistake, the schus of following the Chachamim, that would be so wonderful, that would be so great, that that would overpower whatever potentially would be impacted by violating a particular quote unquote mistake that they made. Dichos Iran is very well known. It's quoted. We'll note three contexts where it's quoted. It is quoted in the Hakdam of the Ktsos. The Ktsos understand this is pshat in the Brichas Torah that we recite every morning. We daven, we say that it should be a Torah's MS. It should be a Torah's MS. We want it to be objectively accurate and true. But then, says the Ktsos, we add in the Chayi Olam Nata Bisochenu. The Chayi Olam is implanted within us. What's the pshat? So I'm correcting, but the Ktsos means as follows. Even if it's not Torah's MS, because it's one of these rare circumstances where the Chachamim would potentially have the ability to make a mistake in one small area. So even if that be the case, Chayi Olam Nata Bisochenu Mitochenu, the Torah that comes from us, from Chachamim, so that would also be okay. That would also be good. So we strive for Torah's Emes. Even if we don't have Torah's Emes, even if we only have the Chayi Olam Nata Mitochenu, it's Chazal and the Rabbanan that come up with the Drasha, and even if it'd be one of those very, very, very rare things where they would make a mistake, it would still be okay. It would still be good. Chayi Olam Nata Mitochenu. This idea gets quoted as well by the Shemi Shmuel. He doesn't quote the Ran explicitly, but it's pretty clear. It's a reference to the Ran. In a letter he wrote, it's published in the end of the Shemi Shmuel in the Moedim, in a letter he wrote to someone that the doctor said they have to fast, that they have to break their fast on Yom Kippur, they have to eat on Yom Kippur. And this person, presumably, at least it looks like, was not so happy about that. Because how could I eat on Yom Kippur? Eating on Yom Kippur, so if I eat on Yom Kippur, so I'm violating an Aveira, and the Aveira, it's going to be bad for my neshama, it's going to be bad for my soul. So says the Shemi Shmuel, the same Yesod. It's true that a person may be violating an Aveira, you're going to put it in a different context, but says the Shemi Shmuel, Ikra Yadus, Lios, Adam, Batal, Dastar, Vachamim, Bafius, Yomel, Chal, Smol, Shuyimin. That the Ikr is that you follow what Chazal say. And since Chazal say that when the doctor told you that you have to break your fast, and Chazal, the Rabbanan, told you to break your fast, whatever would come out of you potentially eating on Yom Kippur, that would be totally altered and totally changed. The fact that you're listening to the Pesach, that is the ultimate, which is going to give you Hushava Yoser Me'ikir Hatzom. Following the Rabbanan in that case is much more valuable than the fast itself would even be. That there's an extra schus which comes from there. Where else does this get quoted? It gets quoted in discussions of the poskim about the following kind of a shaila. Got to take a step back. So Chazal understand that it's important to always follow the Rabbanan. For some Rishonim, that means that there's a potential for a mistake. Again, very, very rare, very, very limited. But even if there would be a mistake, it's still beneficial to listen to what they say. Why is that so? Say for Chinuch, Naran's first pshat, because even if they would end up making an error, we'd rather have one error and get right the vast majority of the time to stay for bet than have a Torah, Kishte Toros, everyone doing their own thing. That would be Chorban Hadas, that would destroy religion, we wouldn't be able to function in that kind of a way. The Ran has a second shot. The Ran says, you know what? Because even if they make a mistake, but isn't the Aveira going to mess me over? I violate the Aveira? No. The Chus of being Mekayim, of looking to the Rabbanan, is much more powerful than negative fallout. Negative fallout will change, and it'll become all positive as a result of the Rabbanan saying what they say. That's why it's important to fast. Where does this come up also? This comes up in the poskim in Yoredeya because of the following shaila. What if the Rabbanan hold that the situation where the Torah says you're allowed to eat non-kosher food? So are we at all nervous in general based on the Gemara Maseches Yuma, the Ramban, Al HaTorah and Parsha Shmini, the Maral and Tfarsh Yisrael in Perek Ches, write about how eating non-kosher food, Sil Sharm also, can impact our soul in a negative way. Timtim HaNefesh. Is there any Timtim HaNefesh when you're allowed to eat that non-kosher food? Does it cause any spiritual contamination if you're allowed to eat that non-kosher food? As an example, the din of bittel yavish b'yavish, three pieces of meat, two kosher, one non-kosher, and that din of bittel is there. Is there any inyan at all to avoid eating the meat because maybe I'm eating something non-kosher? Or a person, it's a child in the Ramah, a different kind of a nursing mother. Is there any inyan to avoid it at all? So it looks like in some of the poskim, if you look in the Ramah, in Yoredeya, and Pe'afskat and Zayin, the Shach and the Taz there, it looks like, based on the comment of the Rashba, that they're choshesh for this idea, potentially. That certain times, not always, but certain times you're eating food, even behetter, it could cause a degree of timtum. Many Achronim point out, Lefi the Drash Aran, Lechora, you have nothing to worry about. According to Drash Aran, etzim the fact that Chazal said, the Torah said, to eat it, so when you follow that, Kol Asher Yarucha, Yaminu Smol, that is a much greater schus, and that overpowers anything else. And therefore, even whatever negativity is there, becomes more positive. It can shift that negative symptom to which more positive. That the B'nai Sasker writes in Igret Kala and Parsh Lechacha, that in a Hasidic terminology, the goal of a tzaddik sometimes can switch by a sivoy what would have been able to be ra into something which could be tov. So either way, we learned a very important discussion today. There's been a very, very important discussion about if we follow the Rabbanim no matter what. Shaila, Gemara Horios, Yerushalmi against the Bavli, not for now. There are some Rishonim that are Choshesh. Again, a minority view. Look at Rashi, look at the Ramban. Sounds like they're probably always right, more or less. But when it comes to the Sefer Chinuch and Drash Aran, what if they would make a mistake? How bad would that be? The answer is either it's good as a whole for us to follow if it's been set up, or the schus of listening would overpower everything. Have a great rest of your day.